As the December presidential election in Venezuela nears, the country is deeply split over the role of private television stations. Supporters of President Hugo Chavez say these private stations are overtly political and distort information. Opposition groups accuse the government of trying to stifle freedom of expression. The debate heated up recently after President Chavez ordered an investigation into the licenses that allow these TV channels to go on the air. Clara Long reports from Caracas.
Relations between the government and Venezuela's private television stations have been strained since a botched coup against President Hugo Chavez in 2002. During the power vacuum, pro-Chavez protesters took to the streets. But the four main private TV stations chose not to cover the deadly demonstrations. Through a subsequent general strike, media outlets became actors in the political crisis, discarding outright all pretense of objectivity. In the aftermath, the Chavez government has expanded the state-owned broadcasting system and passed a controversial media responsibility law, which it says aims to ensure fairer broadcasts. Beatriz Perez Ayala is the vice president for strategic communications at opposition and top-rated television station RCTV. She says the new regulations add up to a violation of freedom of expression. She reads down a list of required government messages her station has broadcast in the last month. Under the new law, the state has the right to 70 minutes a week of airtime. The president can also lock, under older legislation, all radio and TV stations at any time into required broadcasts, called cadenas, which are for the most part presidential addresses. In the first 6 months of this year, Perez Ayala says her channel has broadcast 56 hours of cadenas, about 2 hours a week. For Perez Ayala, this represents a political imbalance.
How can you have freedom of expression if the president who is going to be reelected in December has all the time he wants in all the TV channels, and the opposition has to buy every spot, and it can only have spots that are paid?
The media issue came under scrutiny again recently when the president accused private television channels of waging a psychological war against his government.
Nosotros no podemos ser tan irresponsables.
We can't be so irresponsible, he says, to keep giving licenses to a small group of people so that they use their channels, their radioelectric space that belongs to the state, and to the people, under our own noses, like traitors. The president announced that he has ordered an investigation of private television channels to ensure they are compliant with the media responsibility law. Stations found to be non-compliant could have their licenses revoked. But Perez Ayala says that since the media responsibility law is so vaguely written, investigators could easily fault the stations. By ordering an investigation, she says, Chavez is attempting to make the stations censure themselves.
He wants us to respond to that. He limits things, but he doesn't do it directly. He does it with threats around us.
Since the president's announcement, his three most prominent opponents in the upcoming election have denounced the move as an attempt to increase governmental control over the media. Their statements were intensively covered on RCTV and other opposition television stations. But pro-Chavez reporter Javier Rodriguez says it's what private TV doesn't cover that's the problem. A few blocks from RCTV's headquarters in the center of Caracas, he edits a news spot for state-owned Vive TV about a government program in a poor rural community. Rodriguez says the state channel covers the government's agenda, but it's also more relevant to the Venezuelan population because it reports on mostly pro-Chavez groups that the private channels ignore, like peasants, Afro-Venezuelans, indigenous groups, and the poor. He says he sees no restrictions on freedom of expression in Venezuela. That's evident, he says, in RCTV's constant criticism of the president and his Bolivarian revolution.
And then the people who are running the channel come out and complain there is no freedom of expression here. I say it's sleight of hand on the part of the private media.
Nonetheless, some observers say the sleight of hand is on both sides. Communications professor Andres Canizales points out that in an election year in which a strong opponent has yet to emerge against President Chavez, the best strategy for the president could be to look for one.
Necesitas tener enemigos.
You need to have enemies, and the media can be a formidable political enemy for a campaign. In order to mobilize people so that they go vote and defend their achievement, you need to say that something is in danger and that someone wants to end all this.
As the government investigation into private TV licenses gets underway, it's likely to mean that the role of the media in Venezuela remains a divisive and political topic. For NPR News, this is Clara Long in Caracas.